says, look, there's no God like me. I'm the only manufacturer who finishes things first, and then I back up and I start them. Which means I don't begin with the beginning. I begin with the end. I don't start with the start. I start with the finish. So whenever I start, that means I'm already finished. So when God begins something, he doesn't worry about it because it's already finished. The end makes him begin. Which means that your life is not an experiment in God's mind. The purpose of your destiny is trapped within you. Your destiny doesn't, you don't go to your destiny. Your destiny pulls you to itself. It existed before you. That's why inside of you there's a passion to do something great. You don't even know what it is. And sometimes you're on a job, in a situation, and you're like, I don't want to be here. Well, that discomfort is your destiny screaming. Someone asked me the other day, Dr. Munro, how do you know what your destiny is? My answer is simple. My answer is, whatever you would rather be doing. Sounds simple, doesn't it? In other words, as long as you'd rather be doing something else, then what you're doing is not your destiny. Because when you find it, you don't want to do anything else. In other words, your destiny is the source of your frustration. If you are still frustrated with your life, it means you're not in what you were born to be doing. Notice the verse that I read. It says, my purpose will prevail over your plans. Well, some of you went to college, spent 4 years, got a degree, and now you don't want it anymore. Why? When you discover God, you discover your destiny, what you study is not related. That's why before you attempt to make plans for your life, you consult God for your purpose to protect yourself from investing in the wrong education. Many of us got 2 degrees and they don't mean nothing to us anymore because we are locked into something that is real now. I'm just saying, if I had known this, I would have studied something else. Your purpose frustrates you. Your destiny makes you uncomfortable. That's why you're not happy in what you're doing if you've not found your destiny. Your destiny is the source of your dreams and your passions. All the ideas that keep coming to you are your destiny screaming. And you may be sometime by yourself, and you just find yourself wondering. We call it daydreaming. God loves daydreams. God creates them. He gives them to you. Your daydreams came with you when you were born. You were born with your daydreams, and your culture and your family talked you out of them. Boy, stop daydreaming. Get back to reality. No, no, no. Reality is your daydreams. When I started dreaming about what I was born to do and the things I'm doing now, it was hard to explain that to anyone around me. I would sit down in the day and dream all this stuff up. And it became so exciting to me, I was the only one who believed it. And now I'm doing everything I daydreamed. The reason why God gives you a dream in the night, because you ain't listening while you're awake. God's been speaking to you all the time. Some of you say, God don't speak to me. Let me tell you something. God's been talking to you all the time because your destiny has been screaming at you for the last 30 years. But you've been ignoring it, calling it just my thoughts, my ideas. It was your destiny. That's why it never leaves. It keeps coming back. Keeps coming back. Because you are carrying it. You don't go to your destiny. Your destiny already is in you. It's pulling you to your future. And every single day you feel the stretching of that call. And if you go over here, but it's pulling over here, you're going to be like this in life. Always like this in life. Your destiny. Here you are trying to do a job, but your heart is somewhere else. You're trying to get something done, but your heart is somewhere else. And constantly your destiny. No, you're supposed to be over here. And you're like, yeah, but my family says to go over here. They say, no, come over here. And your friends say, no, I got to be over here because this is where the money is. If I study this, I get more money. They say, no, it's not money. It's fulfillment you want. Come over here. And there's this stretching going on. It's a frustration, a discomfort. Success in life is determined by finding what you were born to do, doing it. It's like a bird finally flying. It's like a fish finally swimming. Destiny.